This is Sarah Pearson, and you're listening to the Emerging Artist Series, only on Mike FM. And today in the studio, we are joined by Robert Agello. Hi, Robert. How's it going?
Hi, Sarah. Going good. Yourself?
Good, good. Thank you so much for being here today. So you are a singer-songwriter. You have a show coming up in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your music. How would you describe your music to people, to our listeners?
I'd say my music is more a little bit acoustic rock. You know, I like writing about, you know, life experiences, things that go on in my life, things I see going on around me, and I just pour it into my music. You know?
Yeah, so, yeah, and there is such a lovely quality to your music. It's very, the song especially that we're going to listen to today called Stay is a very gentle acoustic sounding, a real roots and folk sound to it as well. Definitely with that rock edge as well. How long have you been writing songs?
I started about 10 years ago. I started early 20s. After my first son was born, I needed, you know, I was 20 years old, you know, juggling, going to school, full-time job, raising a little kid. So I needed an out. So I picked up a guitar and I started songwriting right away. I started playing and started writing songs almost instantly. So.
Wow, that's amazing. Were you like a musician before that? Had you ever played an instrument?
I'd played a little bit of guitar before. My godfather bought me a guitar when I was 8, but I never really touched it. And then 12 years later, I just picked one up and just started playing. So.
It's funny how the timing of things just happens sometimes. Sometimes something comes into your life and it's not the right time, and then it comes back and it is exactly the right time.
Yeah.
Have you always been, would you have called yourself an artist your whole life? Have you always been a creative soul?
I was always into music, like really, really into music my whole life. And I never really pursued it more than that. But then I was always writing stuff, you know, writing short stories, I was always writing different stuff as I was growing up. So, and then, you know.
Yeah, because when you said that you just realized that you needed an outlet, so you just picked up and started to write music, I thought, huh, well, you know, I wonder if he was always like that one way or another, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Tell me about now that you're starting to put more focus into your solo career. What has that evolution been like? What has given you that impetus to be focusing?
Right now, it's just been, I don't know, I worked in bands a bit in the past couple of years, but it was always great, but it was never, I was always finding I was missing something. And then for some reason, just playing alone, playing solo in this new genre that I'm doing, it's feels more like me, and I just want to give it my all, you know? So I've been, before my other bands were a bit heavier rock, and it was, but now this acoustic venue for me is really, I just like the feel and vibe of the acoustic genre, you know?
And do you have any records that you're planning to produce anytime soon for us?
Well, hopefully. Yeah. Well, I have a couple of home recorded EPs, so those are out. And but not hopefully we'll get more stuff recorded soon.
So. Great. And you're going to be performing very shortly on December 14th at Acoustic Nights. Mm-hmm. That's organized by Melina Suchan. That's going to be on the 14th. Want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, it's Acoustic Nights. It's going to be my first experience. We're five artists playing that night. You know, it should be a really, really interesting night. I'm looking forward to performing and looking forward to hearing all the other great artists that are going to be there.
It's a well-put-together show. Remind me again of the venue. Where is that taking place on the 14th?
It's going to be December 14th at 7:30, if I'm correct, at Le Confessionnal.
Le Confessionnal, that's it. Le Confessionnal, definitely check it out. It's a fun night. A good show that she puts together, for sure. Thank you so much for being here today.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, your music is really wonderful. There's a lot of layers and richness to it. We're going to hear that in the song coming up, Stay. And I hope that you do put an album together shortly. You know, it's everyone who comes in here and talks about their first record, you know, it's just a long, long, painful and wonderful process. But when they're done, it's just such an incredible milestone. So I hope we get to hold one of your records in our hands one of these days.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Factor Grants. Check out Factor. All the emerging artists out there should look for Factor Grants. Those are an amazing gift from the government. Thank you so much. We'll be taking a listen now to your song, Stay.
Thank you.
You're listening to Stay by Robert Agello, only on Mike FM.